Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Hey, I got a question for you. Is God a legalist? Yeah, I want to talk about this today. You know, when I go out and I preach in the streets, or oftentimes when I'm teaching online and I have people contact me, I have people often accusing me of being a legalist because I teach what Jesus said, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded, Matthew 28:20. And people will say to me, well, that's legalism, whether it be coming out of the world, giving up the culture, changing your dress, changing how you talk, changing who you associate with, whatever the topic is that's right from God's word. They say, well, that's legalism. Well, what is legalism? Legalism is really only one of two things: either adding to God's word, right, or adding to salvation, saying you have to wear this hat to be saved, or you have to sign a contract to go to this religious body, then find salvation. And I don't do either one of those things. I simply teach what the word of God says. And what I tell people is, if you're truly born of God and you have a saving faith, then works of holiness and obedience are part of the covenant and requirement that God says and commands us to do. So faith and works go together, no doubt. But legalism is the cry of these people. So I'll ask these men when they tell me that. When they say to me, oh, you're a legalism, I'll ask them and I'll say, so was God a legalist? They look at me really funny and they don't have an answer. All right, let's explore this. Was God, created the universe, was he concerned about men doing and keeping all of his commands, and did one sin, one neglecting of his commands, did it matter to him? Let's look at this. The Lord said, do not eat this fruit. That's it. That was the command in the garden. Do not eat this fruit. One command. They ate it, and God put them out of the garden. Does that make God a legalist, expecting them to hold to that command? How about in Genesis? I'm not going to give you all these scripture verses. You go look these up. I assure you they're in God's word. That's your homework assignment. Go look up all these verses. God said, one man, one woman in a marriage. Hey, is that legalism? How about he said, you put on little aprons after you sinned, not good enough. He kills animals, shed blood, and covers them in tunics. Is that legalism? Here's one. God told Noah, go make an ark. Judgment and wrath is coming. Make it out of gopher wood. And Noah obeyed and made it out of gopher wood. Was God being a legalist in that? How about this? He had Moses grind up the golden calf and made the Israelites drink it. Does that sound like legalism to you? Here's one. Moses was told to hit the rock once. He hit it twice, and God said, you don't go into the Holy Land because of that. Is that God being a legalist? How about this one? Uzzah, the priest. God said, don't touch my ark with human hands. Uzzah steadied it when it was fallen, thought he was doing a good thing. God fried him, killed him, dead on the spot. Is that God being a legalist? How about this one? God said, 6 days of work, no work on the seventh day. If you work, you die. You'd be stoned to death. Was God acting out in legalism? How about this one? He told his prophets and he told the nation of Israel, if any of my prophets tell a lie, stone them. Does that sound like being really legalist to you? How about this one? He has a bear attack some children that made fun of a prophet. That seems legalist. Is that a legalist type of way? How about this? He told sodomites, no perverted activity, no perverted sex, or you will die. One rule. Is that legalism? He told adulterers the same thing. You'll die. He was impartial. You'll die over that one sin. How about this one? He told rebellious children, you'll be stoned if you don't obey your parents. One rule. Is that being a legalist? Here's one. This is an interesting one. He tells Jonah, go preach and tell them to repent or a fish is going to swallow you up. Was God acting out in legalism, caring about that one thing? How about this one? He wipes out Sodom and Gomorrah, mostly over their pride and their excess and their attitudes. Now that's the Old Testament. So you go, well, is the Old Testament God's different than the New Testament? Really? Well, let's see. In the New Testament, he has John the Baptist called the teachers of Israel vipers, just for coming out to meet him in the desert. Sounds a little harsh and a little legalist, doesn't it? How about this one? God kills a man and a wife over some money held back. Does that sound like a legalist thing to do? He was concerned about that one bit of money. How about this one? Jesus told Peter, get behind me, Satan, because of some misplaced words Peter said. Sounds kind of legalism, like a legalist compared to those men, doesn't it? How about this one? Simon gets rebuked and says that he'll suffer in hell because of money and corruption. He wanted to buy the gifts of God. That sounds like legalism per these people. Worried about one little rule or law. How about this one? He tells ladies, shave your hair off if you won't cover your head. Ouch. That one hurts, huh, ladies? Is that legalism, God caring about that one little issue? How about this? He has Paul say, if you live in the flesh, you can't please me and you die. Wow, that sounds like legalism per those people that accuse me. How about this one? He has Paul, oh, I better watch how I say this. He has Paul tell false teachers teaching a false gospel to cut their manhood off. Ouch. Does that sound like legalism per these men? Jesus told the Pharisees, you worship me in vain over man-made traditions, washing of pots and cups. Wow. Is legalism going rampant here with God? How about this one? He has Paul hand a man over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh because of one sexual sin. Is that legalism, I'm asking you? How about this one? Jesus said, be ye perfect. Wow. Wow, sounds like Jesus was being a legalist per those people. How about this one? God says, if you are friends with the world, you're my enemy. Man, that is legalism, according to the people that I was telling you about. How about this? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Wow, why you gotta be such a legalist, Jesus? Come on now. How about this one? He has Paul tell us that we are to present ourselves perfect. Wow, getting really picky here. Legalism, huh? How about this one? He has Peter say that we should walk blameless. Wow. God inspires Peter, and Peter's talking about blameless. What a legalist Peter is per those men. How about this one? Jesus said, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. We talked about that in the beginning of this audio. We got to obey everything you commanded? Wow, is God a legalist per these men that I was telling you about? How about Revelation? It says, if you keep lies, you'll be kept out of the kingdom of God. Lies? Isn't that legalism per these men I'm talking about? So if holding to the commandments makes you a legalist, I guess God's a legalist. And you know what? I'm happy to be numbered with my Lord, my Savior, my God. But you know what, folks? That's not legalism at all. That's walking in covenant with God via Christ's blood, his death, his resurrection, and the Spirit of God. It's all fruit of our saving faith. The Bible says, lest we obey, we cannot please God. We cannot walk with God. It's not fruit that we're born of God. He gives us the power to overcome. He gives us his commandments to keep. It is not legalism to strive to follow all of the commandments of God for the New Testament. Yep, we're going to fall. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to sin. But if we live in willful sin, the Bible tells us there is therefore no sacrifice for those that keep willful sin. So do not be deceived, folks. These men that come to you and say, that's legalism to command people and teach people, encourage people to keep all of the word of God. Look at their fruit. Most of them are worldly and carnal. Most of them are part of man-made religion. Most of them are deceiving themselves, thinking that the grace of God's going to cover them no matter how they live in their willful sin and their wickedness, their worldliness, their flesh. They will not enter into the kingdom of God. The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God. Holiness is to be set apart for God, is the desire to strive and keep all of God's word. And that's what we're commanded to do. Do not be deceived about this legalism. God was not a legalist. God expects man to keep his commanded word. He gives us the Spirit, the written word, the power to do it. And I'll leave you with this. Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. No, my Lord and Savior is not a legalist. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. I love God. His Spirit is in me, and I'm going to strive to keep every single commandment I can. If you have people around you making excuses for sin, making excuses to not keep all the commands, calling it legalism, you need to run from those people. They are what Apostle Paul called leaven. And no man will enter into the kingdom of God with that kind of weak faith, with that kind of ill fruit. It will not save them. God calls us to much greater things. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope you've been encouraged. Don't be deceived by those legalist people. Strive on in the Word of God. Obeying God is good, and He is worthy to be praised. I hope you will go out and have a wonderful evening. I got to get down the gospel road, preaching at a big sporting event tomorrow, calling people to faith and repentance. No, not legalism. Come, forsake ye your sin, find this risen Savior, then serve Him in spirit and in truth. Hey, we love you all. May God be praised.